Tired of living in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain? You are young and life is long, and there is time to kill today. Time, Pink Floyd. He could hear hospital beeps, but he quickly realized he wasn't in one. It wasn't the first time he awoke to that sound. The previous incidents occurred in a military hospital. Dr. Granger's hovering presence advised him that his circumstances had changed. She was reviewing his medical records with a member of her staff, completely oblivious to his conscious state. He thought she was faking oblivion. Brett didn't know the new person's name. 2023 5C X Delta almost X TID. The Temporal Investigative Department, Brett recalled. Second injury to the same leg. One from Afghanistan and one from the tunnel. Both almost fatal. Old scar tissue on internals. Trying really hard to split that artery. Without nearby help, well, other than that, he's fit and, of course, an agent, which supposedly makes him precious, if foolhardy. I didn't try to get shot. Major Brett Hostin, formerly of Delta Force and a recent recruit to TID, sustained a gunshot wound outside the decontamination area of the facility in Messina, New York State. The area adjoined a tunnel that went underground across the Canadian border to a time-traveling chamber. Brett was still wearing, as did all active TID agents that could use them, a wrist device that allowed smaller time jumps of 40 years. The time jump was dependent on the range from one of the five existing chambers, one in the UK, two in Russia, and one in China. There had been a sixth near Hiroshima. The watch device, capable of much more than just telling the time, had not been removed because only he had the ability to do so. The devices bonded to travel-capable wearers. They shared a common characteristic. They were all left-handed. Of course, 5C wasn't the only one who was hurt. They did save us, the unnamed orderly managed to get in a word. They did, and thankfully, 8J only received a minor head wound, minor by millimeters, and there were no other injuries to our staff. Judging from the blood, that isn't the case for those who attacked. They jumped clear. Oh, but 8J is okay? Brett asked. It was nice to know his colleague's well-being. Yes, you will be too with rest and time. Brett quickly reviewed what had happened on the top of the stairs leading to decontam. The three ambers had jumped to within 1 kilometer. Ambers indicated that the jumpers were not TID-U for the USA. Local registered devices would show as green. Brett also had seen one red. They were future agents, far future, and did not appear to wear devices. During his TID training, Brett had met one future man, Wilson, from the 2100s. He wasn't a red. Wade Lysander was a red, but he was from his sister's past. She was Krista, and Brett knew he was falling in love with her. It was all very confusing. Time travel was. Elapsed time, time lag, timelines, all things he tried to understand alongside when and where could be jumped to via the devices or the chambers. The physical effects of jumping could also be serious. If the agent was lucky, it might be a mild headache or dizziness. With lag and distance, in time or range, came vomit. Once in the new timeline, there was a continuing sense of disassociation.